Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. Happy Friday, everyone. This week seemed to just go right by. The end of our first week of two-hour shows, a big deal. That went, I think it went pretty well this week, doing the two-hour shows. Let me know in the comment section if you like the two-hour shows. We're going to keep doing them. We might start adjusting the process for what we do in hour one, what we do in hour two. But I think that the first week of two-hour shows went pretty well. So, let me know what you thought about it. Today is one of my favorite kinds of episodes. And Joe won't be here. He's meeting with investors about the IPO stuff. So he won't be here today. And I'm sad that he won't be here today because this is one of my favorite kinds of episodes. This is the episode where we get to take a topic that I have deliberately stayed away from. The idea that anyone involved with Antifa, BLM, or any of those leftist movements was involved at the Capitol. We get to take an issue that I deliberately stayed away with because the fact checkers had already applied fact checks to it. And we get to talk about it because the latest breaking developments in this issue prove that all of the fact checkers were wrong. Yesterday, the first Antifa-related, I have to be very careful with how I describe him. We're going to show posts that are very clearly anti-fascists. Whether or not he is part of an Antifa group, I don't know. But Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. The FBI director says that Antifa is not an organization, it's an ideology. So based on that, we're going to go ahead and call John Sullivan Antifa because he absolutely shares the same ideas as Antifa, whether or not he is part of their organization. I will right out the gate say that there are leftists trying to distance themselves from him by saying that they kicked him out because he was far right. That's damage control. He absolutely shares their ideology, and as we'll show, he has a record of this dating back all the way into last year of being an Antifa type. So everyone, make sure you hit that share button on Facebook. Make sure you give us a thumbs up and comment on YouTube. Make sure you give us a thumbs up. Make sure you comment. Hit that subscribe button, the bell for notifications. And if you're watching us on DLive, make sure that you give us a little bit of those sweet lemons. We really do enjoy it, and we're making sure that we're going to redistribute the lemons to all like-minded conservative shows on DLive as well. So make sure you check out DLive if you haven't. DLive is where we're going to be if Facebook and YouTube end up banning us. So if you haven't already, make sure you head over to the DLive page and follow us there. So let's dive right into this. And I apologize, this is going to be a little hard. I have a lot of cuts. I sent Mr. Producer 40 different images, 7 different videos, because we have to make sure we document everything because we are talking about something that has already been fact-checked. I want to put this up. This is a video, and I apologize for the audio. It was someone recording it with their phone. This is a video of this Antifa activist, John Sullivan, doing an appearance on CNN on Anderson Cooper, I believe immediately following the events of January 6th, presenting himself to be some kind of neutral observer. Let's go ahead and watch cut one.
Two people who were there join us now, documentary and filmmaker Jade Sacker and left-wing activist John Sullivan. John, you filmed this moment on your phone. Just can you describe what happened?
Yeah, so basically all the protesters kind of stormed to get into the chamber. We tried to get into the main entrance right when you walked down the hallway, but that being said, nobody was able to get in because there's two guards refusing to move. People there were not really wanting to hurt the police, so like they went down a different alleyway. They went to like the left of the main entrance of the chambers and then took a right down the hallway that entered into that glass window scene that you see. There were about like 4 or 5 police officers right at the forefront, and I remember just coming up and seeing one of them like crying, saying they want to go home to their kids, and like
one of the police officers.
We were just, yeah, one of the police officers. It was kind of like a scene out of, you know, all he sees is like thousands of these protesters like kind of converge on them, yelling, saying, "Let us in here! Let us in here! We're not trying to hurt you." I ended up like talking to a few of them. I said, "Hey, we can like just make a pass for you to get through." By no means am I there on the Trump side or the MAGA side, but I don't want to like see people get hurt unnecessarily, especially when like there should be a better way to go about it. So I allowed and told everybody to just let them through. They're willing to go peacefully and just put down their arms and walk through.
So how was this lady?
All right, we're going to cut it there. So I just wanted to show that, just to make sure everyone could understand, that this guy, John Sullivan, used what he did on January 6th to try and make a name for himself as some kind of neutral observer. And as we're going to see when we get into the actual arrest warrant and the affidavit supporting the arrest warrant, everything he's presenting himself out to be in that CNN clip is not factual. He was doing the rounds. He was doing the rounds on all the different media, all the different channels. Here is a local channel. I believe local. It might have been, I forget which local one it is. But he went on it and he admitted that he is a BLMer, not a Trump supporter. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
Calling today's event a turning point in the country.
His name is John Sullivan. He's a civil rights activist. He says he aligns more with the Black Lives Matter movement, does not align with President Trump's form of politics. And while inside the United States Capitol today, he says at his estimate, there were at least 10,000 people in there at the peak.
And then there was a massive crowd of about, I would say, probably more than 50,000 people just at the Capitol base. Like trying to get in.
It's being described from someone who got inside the U.S. Capitol as crazy.
At one point, a protester grabbed a riot shield and started slamming the riot shield against the cop, took that, threw it down the steps, and threw the officer down the steps as well.
Utah John Sullivan is the founder of Insurgents USA, a civil rights group. He says he was in D.C. to document Wednesday's protest and found himself behind the group that eventually made their way inside the Capitol. And he climbed in through a broken window.
They weren't really like trying to burn anything down. They weren't really trying to break anything. Their main motive was to make it into the chambers.
And in that process, one woman was shot and killed. John was standing right next to her when it happened.
And I remember looking into her eyes and just seeing the lifelessness and understanding that she was dead.
John says police were no match for the overwhelming amount of people inside.
Those protesters got angry and they busted through those officers really quickly. And yeah, you could really freely move around. You could go into any room and look out the window. So it's pretty surreal.
So he's going to stick in D.C. for the next couple days, he says, to see what unfolds before heading back.
All right, let's cut that. So he's doing the rounds, right? He's doing the rounds on the media, claiming that he is just there to document, that he's just there to be a neutral observer. That isn't true. That isn't true. He was not just in D.C. to document. He was in D.C. to lead a counter-protest, an anti-fascist movement against Donald Trump. And he tried to co-opt the Patriot rally, the Stop the Steal rally, co-opt it. And as we'll see from the affidavit for the arrest warrant, he was actually inciting people to storm the Capitol and to cause and to commit violence and break things. So before we do, Mr. Brewster, we're going to jump down the list. We're going to go to image 29. And I need to jump a little ahead and show you image 29 just so we can protect ourselves and make sure no one can insinuate that we are doxing this man. Because right there at the top, paragraph 16, the federal affidavit for the arrest warrant states what name he goes by when he's on online forums. So paragraph 16, Sullivan also voluntarily provided two phone numbers and multiple social media accounts and identifiers to special agents, including a YouTube account username, Jaden X. So Jaden X is what we can take that down now. Jaden X is what he goes by. When he's online, he goes by Jaden X. So any clips, that any images, any screenshots that we show that has Jaden X in it, it is not an attempt to dox us. We are using publicly available information from an affidavit submitted in support of an arrest warrant for this individual for storming the Capitol. Just want to get that out of the way. It's not doxing. I've gone through and made sure that no one else's screen names or usernames appear. Even in places like Discord, where they use anonymous names and can't really be linked, I went ahead and I blacked out their names just so no one can say that we're doxing anyone. Because I don't want that. Here, let's go through some of the pictures. Let's go through some of the pictures. Let's go ahead and, well, first, let's build the case. Let's build the case. Image one. Go to image one. This is what PolitiFact said on January 7th. Left-wing activist John Sullivan incited the insurgents at the U.S. Capitol. They said that's mostly false. And anyone who made that claim on January 7th was hit with a fact check on Facebook, which is one of the reasons that we didn't. Let's go to image number two. This is the PolitiFact explanation. They said John Sullivan is an activist from Utah, joined supporters of President Donald Trump, who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He said he was trying to document what happened. There was no evidence that Sullivan, quote, incited the insurgents alone amid a crowd of thousands. Video he uploaded online shows his perspective as he filmed. Sullivan denied any affiliation to broad Antifa coalition. Although he has posted related hashtags on his Twitter accounts, there remains no legitimate evidence that the mob at the Capitol was infiltrated or led by Antifa activists in disguise. Let's just make sure we get all the fact checkers out of the way. Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. Here is leadstories.com. Fact check, there is no evidence protesters were Antifa activists dressed up as Trump supporters in the Capitol. That's our good friend Alexis, who loves to fact check things she doesn't really know a lot about. Let's jump over to CNN. Fact checking, Republicans unsubstantiated claims that Antifa infiltrated the Capitol riot. So lots of different fact checkers. We go ahead and take that down. Lots of different fact checkers have all come out and said, if you make this claim, you're a liar. That not only is he not Antifa, but he was not infiltrating the Capitol. What we're going to do over the next 2 hours is we're going to prove why that is completely false. So put up image four. This is his mugshot from yesterday. Anyone who signed up to watch the live stream before we went live saw this was the placeholder. That is John Sullivan's mugshot as he was arrested on this federal warrant yesterday. So just in case there's any doubt, this guy, yes, he was arrested. Let's go ahead and put up image number five. This is where it gets really, really amusing. And I say that because the guy who posted this on Twitter, his Twitter handle is Amuse. Breaking, CNN's Jade Sacker penetrating the Capitol with a member of BLM Antifa cheering, "We did it." And then asking her conspirator if he was filming. He said he'd delete it. He lied. So we'll get to that in a second. He stormed it with a CNN. I don't know if she's an employer or contractor, but she's a photojournalist who often works with CNN. So let's go to image six. This is, I believe, from Discord. Put up image six. You can see Jaden X at the top. He says, LOL, this is going to be a war. And other people saying this is going to be a war. Sadly, some of us have seen this coming. This is a war. When's the last time 20,000 troops were stationed in D.C.? Exactly, never. So he's online ginning this up, saying it's going to be a war. And let's just show you who this person is. Put up image number seven. This is from back in September, him posing for a picture, dressed up in a full kit, just looking like your average Antifa activist, armed, ready to go fight the mythical fascists. Let's go to image number eight. Here he is in October posting, sharing his go bag and how he is battle ready. Just in case anyone thought he's just going to DC to document. Just going to DC to document. Put up image number nine. Here's another picture from last year. Him with a little Black Power emoji, dressed up like an Antifa terrorist. Not my picture. Those are his pictures. And I guess it's possible someone else could have done a Jaden X username. That's entirely possible. So I'll make sure I add that we believe that this is his username because that's what he goes by everywhere online. It's entirely possible. I guess someone else looks exactly like him, does the exact same thing, using the exact same username. I'll admit that. It's possible. Unlikely, but possible. Let's go to image 10. Here's Sullivan posting how he plans to co-opt the rally for violence. On December 28th, the protests will happen all over the nation at everyone's state capital. I bet in some of the more conservative states, it will be stronger presentation, misspelling. So all of these are happening at your state capital. This is happening all over the nation, so it's about to get crazy. Utah's terrorist group plans to storm the capital on January 6th, and he's then posts concerned citizens of Utah. Yes, they are apparently a terrorist in his mind, concerned citizens. Here's a nice one. Let's put up image 12. Here's Jaden X just before the new year talking about how he's going to be there. I'll be out for sure. F them. They can catch a bullet if they try some stuff. They can catch a bullet. Does that look like someone who's going to DC just to document? F them. They can catch a bullet if they start some stuff. I don't know. Put up image number 13. Here's right before the inauguration. So it's right before the Capitol protest. So we've shown a couple ones from last year of him getting all kitted up. Here is December 29th showing him getting ready with his AR-15, with his mags, with his LARPer gear. Civil War and Revolution, he says. And then he posts both. Interesting. We're going to do this for 2 hours. This is fun. Here's image 14. This is what completely blows up his claim that he was just there to document. Here he is posting on his Instagram, which has now been taken down. He didn't take down his Twitter account, but he took down his Instagram. Probably to stop people from seeing this. Because he told the FBI he was there just to document. And yet on Instagram, he was saying that it's time to kick these fascists out of DC January 6, 2021. Dump Trump for good. Location, Washington Monument. Time, 11 a.m. 70 likes. Trump is not our president. Dump him for good. So he claims he was there just to document. And yet on social media, he's advocating a counter-protest. So right there, you have an admission that not only did he lie to the FBI, and he's not even being charged with lying to the FBI. That's the crazy part. He's not being charged with lying to the FBI. That's apparently a crime just reserved for conservatives. He can lie all day. They're just going to get him with being in the building unlawfully. But I love that image because the internet is forever. Anyone who ever says the internet is forever, it's true. The internet really is forever. Let's go to image 15. Jaden X posting on January 6th. Hey, sorry, signal here is being jammed. Counter Intel posting a picture of him with the same kind of keffiyeh scarf. Keffiyeh, Arabic, basically for scarf, wearing a Trump hat. So the media claimed it was a lie to say anyone who was Antifa affiliated was in DC wearing Trump gear. That it was just not true. Didn't happen. It was all organic Trumpers. And yet here we have this guy. I haven't even gotten to the indictment yet. I'm hoping that I can spend the hour doing his backstory, and then we'll spend the second hour doing the deep dive into the indictment. We have a lot of stuff to go through today. But that's literally a picture of him in DC, in his hotel, saying he's going for counter intel, wearing a Trump hat, disguising himself as a Trump supporter, but then wearing that keffiyeh that you often see, Antifa people wearing. What is the keffiyeh? The keffiyeh, it's basically a headscarf, Arabic headscarf, but the black and white keffiyeh, so red and white tend to be Gulf states, so you'll have like a lot of the Gulf states will wear white, right? Other states and other countries in the Middle East, you'll wear a red and white checkerboard pattern. The black and white tends to be reserved for people who, not always the case, sometimes it's different, but a lot of times you'll see people who are Palestinian affiliated. Like the black and white has kind of been co-opted by Palestinian protesters, terrorists, whatever you want to call them. Antifa often uses this to differentiate themselves in the crowd because conservatives, if they wear a keffiyeh or what's the other word for shamag, they tend to wear the tan ones or the green ones that the army has actually issued overseas. So we can put that image up again, Mr. Producer, image 15. You can see he's wearing the black one. And I don't know this for sure, but I've studied enough of these things, presumably to make sure that he can be identified as Antifa by other people in the crowd. And we'll see. We saw lots of people wearing these. But they all seem to be following the same kind of playbook. So let's keep going. Put up image 16. So that last post was him on the ground day of talking about counter intel. Here's a post from the week prior explaining his counter intel. Hence the counter intel. He says, we are going to counter protest that stuff. Except he didn't say stuff. Another poster says, yeah, I want to do more to counter that, but my main focus right now is finishing high school. Just so you understand what kind of message board this idiot is in, he's talking about overthrowing the American government with people who aren't even out of high school yet. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to go counter protest this. And some guy's like, yeah, I really wish I could help, but I still have to pass calculus. Not making fun of calculus, not making fun of anyone who talks like that. I don't know why I made that voice. It felt good at the time. Let's go back to it. Jaden X then says, word, it just sucks because so much Trump supporters here in Utah and no one cares about Black Lives Matter or countering these mother effers. Just because I was at the VP debate a few months ago and there were hardly any BLM supporters there and a bunch of Trump supporters. Everyone in this Facebook event there is a link to a Facebook group. You should go and join this group as it is for Trump's cue to overthrow the American government. Interesting. So he's on this forum encouraging people to go to a page that he said is a group that's going to be there to cue the overthrow of the American government. Interesting. But no, he was just there as a journalist, right? He wasn't there to start anything. He was just there to document. Yeah, not true. Put up image 17. This is an old post that they put on this forum. It's teaching people how to make the wipes to wash their face after they get tear gassed. 1 gallon of warm water, 9 cups of white sugar, 2 tablespoons citric acid. Mix that up, and then you mix it with 21 fluid ounces of baby shampoo. I don't know if that's real. Don't do that. It could be. I don't know. But just to show you that he is actively participating in the discussions on how to not only protest, but continue rioting, because you only have to wipe tear gas out of your eyes once your protest has been deemed an unlawful assembly and they start lobbing tear gas canisters at him. But don't worry, Jaden X, the documentary filmmaker, knows how to get that stinging sensation out of your eye. So we're going to play a little bit. And before we get to the rest, we mentioned that he stormed with this woman, Jade Sacker, who works with CNN. I don't know her actual employment status. I believe that was her on the first clip sitting next to him when they're on CNN. She's right there. I want to play this clip because this is footage that John Sullivan filmed from inside the Capitol building. Inside the Capitol building. This is what the FBI used to justify their arrest warrant. Just so you can see what he was doing in there, let's play cut 3.
I'll give you your hug now. We did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to wash my teeth. Is this not going to be the best?
So that's a woman alleged to be. I have to say alleged to be. We've identified her without the mask on. But as long as someone has a mask on, I have to say alleged to be. Because for all we know, it could be someone else under that mask. I hate wearing masks. You can never really tell who is who. Alleged to be Jade Sacker. Congratulating him, saying we did it, and he says something along the terms of I know right. And then she well, let's I don't want to put any words in their mouth. Miss Brewster, start that clip from the beginning, make sure the volume's all the way up, and let's play that again so you can hear her congratulating him on what they just did. Let's play cut number 3.
I'll give you your hug now. We did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to wash my teeth.
Oh my God.
Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life?
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'll delete that shit. But I didn't record you.
He didn't.
It was just
pause
working.
It. So she's sitting there, on camera, breaking the law. Saying, we did it. And then she realized, she said, oh, you're going to delete that, right? Yeah, I'll delete it. Nope. Internet is forever. Jade Sacker. No, he didn't delete it. We all still have it. Let's go back and keep playing from where we left off. Can we do that, Mr. Producer?
It's over.
It's over. Okay, it's over. So here's another clip, just in case that angle wasn't good enough. If you want to watch Jade Sacker, the woman alleged to be Jade Sacker, following John Sullivan around videotaping him, she was also caught on C-SPAN. Let's go ahead and play cut four. There he is right there. And she's... there he is. And then she's following right behind him. Right behind him. She waves to the camera, say, hi, Mom. So she knows enough that, oh, wow, this is really bad. I'm getting videotaped in here. You should probably delete this. This is really bad. But then C-SPAN gets her. C-SPAN gets her. So, I mean, she's there. Apparently, she's a CNN reporter. I've seen some people say that she's a photojournalist. She works with CNN. Obviously, she has a camera. But she was right there. And she thanked him for, I guess, tipping her off that this was about to go down. It sounds like the thank you that she's telling him, like, you were right, you were right. It seems like he tipped her off. Because then he says to her, I couldn't really talk much. He didn't want to, like, spill the beans. So the question is, if this Antifa terrorist can tip off a CNN reporter, journalist, photojournalist, whatever she is, if this Antifa activist can tip off a CNN person that there's going to be a storming of the Capitol, how could Donald Trump have incited it from the other end of the National Mall? The questions no one's asking. The questions that would have been asked if there was actually an impeachment hearing in the House of Representatives. So while Donald Trump is speaking, we have evidence of an Antifa activist and a CNN person in the Capitol working together, laughing, saying, we did it. But no, Donald Trump incited the riot. Don't you know that? If you say anything else, you're a bigot. And you're an idiot. And any other ist or ism that they want to throw at you. Incredible. This guy's just the gift that keeps on giving. And here he is, just a couple days ago. Mr. Bruce, put up image 19. We've been hearing about this Second Amendment armed protest. Put up image number 19. We've been hearing about this armed protest. The FBI saying, oh, we have evidence to believe that Trump supporters are going to lead armed protests in all 50 capitals on the 17th. Well, here's Jaden X on his Instagram promoting that. So is he just someone just sitting back and saying, I just got new intel about the Trump insurrection. Second Amendment rally will be staged for Trump's coup attempt on January 17th, 2020. That's what he wrote. But we just covered on this, what I think was Discord, weeks prior, he's planning the first one. And he was advertising the counter-protest. And he co-opted this protest and worked with a CNN person, whatever you want to call her, contractor, employee, to storm the Capitol, gets her on tape, gets him on tape. I mean, this is crazy. And as we'll see when we start going through the affidavit, he actually thought that the FBI wouldn't find this. Realize, I'm not the only one who has this. I spent a few hours over yesterday and today getting all this together. The FBI found all this a lot faster than me. I mean, he didn't even go by a different username. He just went by Jaden X. So yeah, we're gonna find your seditious posts when you do that. So let's go through some of the other things that other people on this message board were saying about it. Let's go to image 20. This is a part where the people are admitting that the cops let them in. One guy says, a black cop is on video stating to the side saying, we disagree with your choice, but respect your decision, and just lets them inside, LOL. Other person says, that was the mantra of the entire coup. Jaden X says, who? So a black part was part of their coup? Other person says, they let us all inside. Another person, I'm confused. You said black people don't support Trump, LOL, but black cops do? And then a bot repeats the question. So they're talking about how the cops let them in. These are Antifa people on an Antifa message board. Remember, he's thinking he's this big time Antifa activist. Antifa people hate him. And he's talking to high schoolers. He's openly providing evidence of seditious behavior, federal crimes. And he's doing it to try and get the praise and affection of people, as we just covered, who have not even graduated high school yet. I mean, out of all the hills to die on, Being king of the high schoolers is probably not one I would want to climb. So that was image number 20. Let's go to image number 21. Other people on the site said, yeah, he ended up plotting this and stirred up some stuff on the 6th. And they included another rally that was U.S. against racism. And someone says, wait, so does that mean all the Trump supporters were right? That Antifa was involved. So the Antifa people are saying about Jaden X that, yeah, he plotted this and stirred it up. And the other guy's like, wait a minute. Trump supporters are right? The Trump supporters saying the Antifa involved, they're right? You can't make this up. This is like a literal confession. Hit that share button on Facebook. Give us a like, comment on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. Hit the share button. And on DLive, let me see a little bit of lemons, even just one lemon. Let me see one lemon. Who's got one lemon for us? This is incredible. Absolutely incredible that he's just posting this online. And this is how we're able to make the claim that it wasn't just him. It wasn't just John Sullivan as the lone Antifa there. Because other people on this message board chime in and say they were there too, and then provide pictures with them circled. Let's go ahead and put up image number 22. One user says, I was in front line of the battle and know who was there personally. It was a large sum of anti-Trumpers. Oh, the guy said, wow, so maybe my dad is right. Again, the dad probably claiming that there was Antifa involved. And then this same guy responds, posting a picture. I'll put that back up, Mr. Producer. Putting that back up. And he circles himself. See that little red circle? He's so proud. I was an anti-Trumper. And there I was, right in the middle. I mean, how stupid can you get? They had the media protecting them, saying that there were no Antifa there. And they're online bragging about it, circling the picture, showing where they were, and literally outing this Jaden X guy. It's too funny. It's way too funny. Let's go to image number 23. This was taken on the January 3rd, actually a couple different days. So it's whoever's going to counter protest on the 6th, bring a weapon with you. That's what's up. Columbus is working for the arrest of Killer Cobb, Jason Mead Killer. And we're countering the Trump bets on January 6th. Hello, everyone. I've been going through and looking at the counter intel and some of the other info. You guys really have a good plan set and a good job on the spy bot. Yeah, it was just sitting in a box under the counter. About the storming of tax building, that supports you need to build in your area. I'm basically effed because of where I am. Even if I got enough support, it wouldn't be enough. So they're actually talking about using that date to start stuff. Let's go to image number 24. This is where they talk about how they wore Trump gear. So one guy said, lots of people had no hats. I imagine he said meant to say hats. And plenty of black folks were there. He didn't need the hat. They're complaining that Jaden X wore a Trump hat. They don't like it. They say he shouldn't have wore a Trump hat. And then the other person said, when you are a well-known organizer, you need to blend in. This beyond suspect, whatever, is sus. Other guy said, I had to wear a Trump hat and shirt. Yeah, putting on a Trump hat does not make him blend in. It makes him look like a well-known activist who is attempting to instigate Antifa violence narrative. Bad move. WTF, I'd burn the hat after. So they're mad that he went undercover. But they're again proving that, yeah, that was him. Wearing the hat. Going undercover. Crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. So we actually, this is where it gets even crazier. This John Sullivan type, this Antifa, he's also apparently like a really good speed skater, like ice skater. And he was in an Uber commercial where Uber basically put him forward as like the ideal driver. I kid you not. He wanted to get in the Olympics or whatever. He was a really good speed ice skater. Anyone who's ever watched the Winter Olympics, they skate in circles. They have the really long ice skates. They kind of pivot. I don't know a lot about it, but I enjoy watching it. Uber took the commercial off the internet because they realized, oh my goodness, this guy just got arrested for not only participating, but causing property damage and inciting more people to do the same. They took the commercial down. But what did I say earlier? The internet is forever. So we are going to play this Uber commercial, and it is not to advertise for Uber. It is not to in any way violate their copyright. This is a very historic moment in this country where Uber, the company, hired someone they didn't know at the time who was an Antifa activist, and they put him forward as the face of their company. So we're using this clip in good faith, talking about current events. Please don't ban me, bro. Let's go ahead and watch cut five.
There's no other time in my life that I will be able to do this again. My dream is to be world champion. Every single day, 6 hours a day. I wouldn't be able to do that. It's just not possible. Uber allows me that flexibility to spend more time on the ice. I am John Sullivan. I'm a world-class speed skater, and I drive with Uber.
I'm John Sullivan. I'm an Antifa terrorist, and I drive with Uber. Now, to Uber's credit, they took it down because they didn't want to be associated with it. Who would? I mean, we've seen the same from other companies distancing themselves from anyone who participated. There was one lead singer of a rock band who got kicked out of the rock band just because he was at the rally. Not that he was at the violent part at the Capitol. He was just at the rally. We've seen people get fired just because they were in DC that day. So it makes sense that Uber would want to distance themselves from this guy. It's just incredible that how this guy was able to infiltrate not just Antifa, but to get that commercial. I just wanted to make sure you saw it because it says a lot about the left today. Because I guarantee you, if there was anyone who even rose to the level of being a right-leaning terrorist, they wouldn't get anywhere near an Uber audition. So I want to make sure that I put that up so you could all see it. It's funny stuff. It's funny stuff. This pissed me off when I saw it. We're going to get to the whole affidavit and the arrest warrant. We're going to get to all that. That's going to be in the second hour. But I have to play this. This is a clip of Don Lemon insinuating that Republicans can't distance themselves from who was actually at the Capitol. Really shameful stuff, especially given what Don Lemon, whatever you want to pronounce his name, given what he said this summer about how the rioters were nothing like the peaceful protesters. Here he's trying to do the opposite and saying that there is no divide. If you committed any violent act, you are the same as the people who were just there to listen to the president speak. Let's go ahead and play cut number six.
Now what you hear is, well, you can't say that everybody who voted for Trump is like the people who went into the Capitol. Response.
You can't say that what everybody's like.
Everybody who voted for Trump is like them.
No, I just explained to you. If you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I am never on the side of the Klan. I am principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Principal people who are conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than. That says that your fellow Americans should not exist. That says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp. Or that sides with slavery. Or sides with any sort of bigotry.
Right. And if they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policy.
Well, then get out of the crowd with him. Get out of the crowd.
I wasn't in the crowd. I just voted for Trump.
You're in the crowd who voted for Trump. If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in. You voted for the person who incited a crowd to go into the Capitol and potentially take the lives of lawmakers, took the lives of police officers, took the lives of innocent lives who were there on the Capitol that day. You voted
on... Bill Ayers, remember the guy who Barack Obama started his political career in Bill Ayers' living room? Bill Ayers was a terrorist. He was part of an organization called the Weather Underground. And the Weather Underground actually detonated a bomb at the United States Capitol. They detonated a bomb. I believe it was on the Senate side. They conducted bombing attacks all over the country, right? Targeting government buildings, banks. He is not being ostracized. He is verified on Twitter. And he helped Barack Obama get into office. So I don't see Don Lemon saying that, oh, if you voted for Barack Obama, that means you voted for someone who's also supported by someone who bombed the Capitol. No, this is a line of thinking they only reserve for conservatives. If you are a leftist terrorist, if you're an environmental terrorist, you have no there's no criticism. You're forgiven. Hell, you might even get a pardon and end up being on the board that runs the financing for Black Lives Matter. Right? That's what happens if you're a leftist terrorist. But if you're a right-leaning protester, now, even if you weren't there, even if you didn't rush, you're also a terrorist. And even if there were Black Lives Matter Antifa people trying to incite it, you're still lumped in with them. It's just so disgusting. It's so disgusting. People asking where I got all the information from. A lot of it is floating around online. The FBI revealed, the federal government, U.S. Attorney's Office at that point, revealed John Sullivan's username, JadenX. So it's very easy to then go around and find all the things that he's posted on different social platforms. He's tried to delete some. He's left some up. So that's how I was able to get a lot of this stuff. But interesting stuff. And this is a interesting day for Joe to miss, because I know Joe would have loved doing this deep dive. He would have had a lot to say about this. So we're going to keep forging forward, though. We're going to get into the indictment. I think I have enough about the indictment to take us through the end of this hour and to get into the second hour. But I'll also open up the phone lines. 888-441-1121. Let me know what you think about this. We'll take a few calls. Let me know what you think about this, because conservatives were branded as complete terrorists, white supremacists, fake news if you're insinuating that anyone other than a Trump supporter was there. Fake news. Now we know that it is. Now we know that it's completely legitimate. People saying it looks like all conservatives on DLive have been demonetized. That's interesting. Interesting. We'll have to look into that. If anyone can find a news report, I'd love to hear that, because that is definitely news to me. 888-441-1121 if you want to join the show. So let's start this. Let's start it up. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up my screen. This is the affidavit. Affidavit in support of criminal complaint and arrest warrant signed by Matthew B. Folger. Sworn duly and hereby deposed in state as follows. So this is United States versus John Earl Sullivan, and he is being charged with three specific violations. The first is 18 U.S.C. section 231A3. That is civil disorder. 18 U.S.C. section 1752, restricted building or grounds. 40 U.S.C. section 5104C2, violent entry or disorderly conduct. I looked that up, and depending on how they actually charge him, because there's some word that he might have had a knife on him. He said in a video he had a knife on him. If he had a knife and he brought a violent weapon in, then the levels, the sentencing guidelines change a little bit. But we're talking about more than 15 years in prison for those. 15 years for those stuff. People on DLive saying that all the Q pushers got demonetized. We're not a Q pusher, so I guess we'll have to take that up with DLive. So we're going to take that down off the screen. We're going to start going through a lot of this. The real highlights. It's 18 pages long, I think. Yeah, 18 pages long. We're going to go through the highlights. Again, 888-441-1121 if anyone wants to call in and let us know what you think about all this. So let's put up image number 25. This is straight from the affidavit for the arrest warrant. After the crowd broke through the last barricade, and as Sullivan and the others approached the Capitol building, Sullivan can be heard in the video saying at various points, "There are so many people, let's go. This S word is ours. F yeah. We accomplished this stuff. We did this together. F yeah. We are all part of this history. Let's burn this stuff down." And he didn't say stuff for anyone listening to the audio version of the podcast. Later, Sullivan's video includes footage of individuals climbing a wall to reach the plaza just outside the Capitol building entrance, as seen in the screenshot below. As individuals are climbing the wall, Sullivan can be heard saying, "You guys are effing savage. Let's go." So that is what inciting a riot looks like. That is what inciting a riot looks like, saying, let's go. People climbing the wall, you put out your hand and you help them climb up. That is what inciting a riot looks like. Not Donald Trump saying, go and peacefully protest. That's not inciting a riot. What this guy did, definitionally, saying, let's go, let's burn this down. That is inciting a riot. He isn't being charged with that, interestingly enough. Let's put up image number 26. Sullivan, I won't read that out, resident of Utah, based on publicly available information and information provided by Sullivan in an interview on January 7th, 2021, described further below, Sullivan is the leader of an organization called Insurgents USA, same person we just saw in those video clips, through which he organizes protests. On July 13th, 2020, Sullivan was charged with rioting and criminal mischief by the local law enforcement authorities in Provo, Utah, based on his activities around a June 30th, 2020 protest in which a civilian was shot and injured. The case is still pending. Paragraph 12, the United States obtained a video of Sullivan posted on YouTube in which, while attending a protest in Washington, D.C., Sullivan can be seen telling a crowd over a microphone, we about to burn this stuff down. We got to rip Trump out of office. Effing pull him out of that stuff. We ain't waiting until the next election. We about to go get that mother effer. Sullivan can then be heard leading a crowd in a chant of, it's time for a revolution. Interesting. It's time for a revolution. I don't know. Does that sound like someone who is just there to document? I mean, obviously, these are other things. These are other protests that he was at. We're not talking about the January 6th stuff. But this person was arrested for rioting and criminal mischief in Utah. And he was then seen on another video saying that we got to rip Trump out of office, pull him out, and it's time for revolution. That is what inciting a riot looks like. That is what insurrection and sedition look like. Not the president of the United States standing up on stage and laying out evidence of voter fraud and then saying, go peacefully protest. No, what this guy did in those previous occasions, that is what insurrection actually looks like. Apparently, anyone who talks about politics on DLive has now been demonetized. That's a shame. We're going to have to... DLive might not be our home, but I mean, it's not about the lemons. I mean, the lemons are nice, but it's not really about the lemons. I guess we'll stick there, but we'll keep looking for a new platform. So that was image 26. Go to image 27. This is where a couple weeks ago, I got in an argument with Joe about whether or not you should ever talk to the police. Joe said, or ever say anything, right? I said, never talk to the police. Don't say anything. Never do anything that could possibly be used against you, because anything you say can and will be used against you. When they read you those rights, it's not can and may be used against you. They say it will be used against you. Nothing you say to a police officer can possibly be used to help you. That's a fact, right? The police are able to present evidence against you, but if you say something to police officers that would help your case, that's considered to be hearsay and it's inadmissible. There's a great video on YouTube. Many of you have probably seen it. It's just called Don't Talk to the Police. I highly recommend that you watch it. So go ahead and put that image back up, Mr. Producer. On January 7th, John Sullivan didn't listen to that advice at all. He talked to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and believed he could talk his way out of an obvious federal crime. On January 7th, 2021, Sullivan participated in a voluntary interview with a Federal Bureau of Investigation special agent in Washington, D.C. Sullivan identified himself to the agent and provided identifying information such as his birth date, address, social media identifiers, and phone numbers. In the interview, Sullivan stated he was in D.C. to attend and film the Stop the Steal march on January 6, 2021. Sullivan claimed to be an activist and journalist that filmed protests and riots, but admitted that he did not have any press credentials. Sullivan also stated that he was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. When scores of individuals entered it, Sullivan stated he was wearing a ballistic vest and gas mask while there. He showed the interviewing agent the ballistic vest. He further stated that he entered the U.S. Capitol with others through a window that had been broken out. Sullivan stated he followed the crowd as the crowd pushed past U.S. Capitol police and followed the crowd into the U.S. Capitol. So John Sullivan made a couple of big mistakes. One, he talked to the police. If you were there, don't talk to the police. If they are talking to you, it's not because they're going to give you a little bit more press time on CNN. They want to arrest you. And I hate giving Antifa advice. This is just advice, general advice. Don't talk to the cops. Nothing you say can be used to help you. Anything you say will be used against you. So he made a couple of mistakes there. He talked to them. He made a claim as to why he was there. He didn't have to tell them why he was there. He said he was there to attend and film the Stop the Steal march. There is evidence online, as we showed, that he was there to counter protest. That is not a press media purpose. That is a political purpose. Still constitutionally protected as long as he doesn't commit any acts of violence, but it's still a lie. Even if you lie about something that isn't a crime, when you lie to a federal officer, that's still a crime. Now, maybe the FBI just hasn't caught up with that logic, but you don't talk. Don't try and make a story, because anything that's a lie will be used against you. But I mean, technically, they only do it to conservatives, I guess. The next part, he said he was wearing a ballistic vest and a gas mask, and he showed the interviewing agent the ballistic vest. As we'll see in a little bit, that was a big no-no, because he's on screen, he's on video, you can't see his face. But because he showed the gas mask, because he showed the ballistic vest to that agent, that agent can then watch the security footage and say, that is the same vest, it is the same mask, that was him. So if he had not shown that ballistic vest and that gas mask to the agent, they probably wouldn't have had enough right now. They would have kept investigating, but it wouldn't have been so easy for them to get the arrest warrant. So I'm not saying this to give advice to Antifa. I'm just showing you how saying things that you think are going to exonerate you, you think there's nothing wrong with telling them this, can and will be used against you. So we're going to get into the rest of this. But before we do, we're going to take a real quick break and come back on the other side for the second hour and go the rest through this affidavit for the arrest warrant. Really, really juicy stuff. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this quick break.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.